What do I have hope for today was the question that I just answered. And I have hope for a lot of things. I have hope for the fact that I'm going to have a successful business over time. I have hope for the fact that one day this podcast can reach someone and tell them it's okay to work on self-improvement. It's okay to put yourself first. It's okay to go ahead and become the person that you want to become, no matter what it is. Fight tooth and nail for it. Get the bad people out of your life and move forward. It's okay to want to be an entrepreneur. It's not okay to not do your research. Do your research. Find out where the scams are at. Educate yourself. Make a decision. What I've learned over time actually is that professors at colleges actually have really good information in regards to people that they have taught before and have seen other people become successful in careers. So when it comes to learning about blockchain, learning about cryptocurrency, learning about all this other stuff or whatever, I'm assuming that some professors at some universities have some information about that or can point me in the right direction to the people that do, that they trust. Go to meetup.com, try and find some groups over there to try and find other, you know, interesting things to go ahead and be a part of. Find the hope within yourself that you are worthy for you. Find the things that interest you and then go after them. What I've learned over time is that people are not going to be as forgiving if you know they're not going to be forgiving at all. And what I mean by that is this: people don't really like me sometimes. They like what I do for them. And when I stop doing what it is that they like that I'm doing, the relationship is gone. This has happened in family, professional, in relationships. And it's sad, but true. I do a great job, no matter what it is. When I stop the work, that's when people turn on me. If that's the case, that's fine. I have hope that over time, it will make sense, that I will be able to find genuine relationships in my life, which is fine. You know, I'm not starving when it comes to relationships at all. I have a lot of great relationships. The key to life is improving those relationships. But also finding out when someone likes what I do for them as opposed to if they actually like me as a person. Those people are few and far between. And when they do show up, they're special and I recognize them. So what do I have hope for today? A lot more than I had 3 years ago, I'll tell you that much. I have hope for an enormous amount of stuff. I have hope that over time that this will all make sense. I've hoped that over time that I will go ahead and, you know, find whatever it is that I want, that I'm looking for, which is honestly a successful internet business, and be good at it, and be genuine at it, genuine at it, and knowing that when you see the word web, the PC one, or the sentence within a word kind of a thing or whatever, whenever you see that, understand that there's more than one of us trying to go ahead and do this thing. But understand that there's only very few voices out there that will actually spark the curiosity and the hope inside of you that will help you to believe in you, to stand up and do the right thing and move forward and improve your life. Very few voices can actually reach you like that. Mine is one of them and always will be. Hopefully that's the reason why you listen to this podcast. And if you don't, you just find me entertaining or whatever, that's fine too. That's fine. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad you're all here. I'm glad for those that I haven't reached yet, because eventually I will find them. The audience will create this themselves, because right now we're living in the greatest gold mine of an internet type existence of any other time in history. This is where the foundation needs to be laid down and move forward from here, because now we have a collective attention we never had before. Hopefully over time, this will all make sense. But for now, we take this thing 5 minutes at a time. And we do the best we possibly can. So, a little secrets to life kind of a thing. Leave early for work so you're not in traffic like I am right now. Do good work. Help other people. Put forth your best effort. If you cannot take things so personally, and you figured out that trick in life, God... Someone teach me, because I take things personally. I don't know why I do. I'm sensitive. It's funny. It's like, you know, when I stopped using drugs and stuff like that, it's almost like this whole person showed up that I didn't realize I had to go ahead and manage and deal with. I thought I'd be good without drugs. Not realizing I had to replace a belief system as well, too. It's not so easy, but it's worth it. The work is hard, but the pay is good. So over time, this does make sense. I think right around 2 years and 8 months of not using drugs of any kind or whatever is when I can start to get my thinking back. And at that point, I know that I'm capable of anything I want in life. To repair the brain is going to take right around 9.5 years. I'm fine with that. I'm here just for today, for the next 5 minutes at a time, doing the best I possibly can. Hopefully to let you know that, hey, I'm in the rat race too. I'm in the traffic jams as well. I deal with the problems every single day like anybody else. I don't have the $1 million budget, you know. I still work a 40-hour week job, and I'm lucky to have it all. Because at least in this country, I have an opportunity. I have an opportunity. There is more hope knowing that will always be there. And that's the kind of fire that I light under my own ass to get things going. Because it's worth it. It's worth it to be grateful and happy and humble and driven and always wanting to go ahead and improve myself in this moment now, because this is all we got. I'm grateful to be here. Glad you're here too. Have a wonderful day. Be good. This is your Web the PC One moment. Thank you. Bye-bye.